This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, July 8th. Gold has climbed 28% this year as investors turn to havens in the wake of the UK's Brexit vote and as traders cut bets on the Federal Reserve increasing interest rates this year. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas on what this means for the biggest gold ETF, the Spider Gold Shares, or GLD.
GLD has taken in $13.5 billion. That is by far the most it's taken in any year, and we're only halfway done.
Balchunas says there's broad-based interest in ETFs in this category.
You look down the precious metals ETFs, you see 15 different ones have taken in flows. None of them close to GLD, but still, it means somewhere out there people are buying different types of precious metals ETFs. That is a sign that the depth of the concern in the market right now is great, because it just means that people are using a different variety of flavors to start to work gold into their portfolio.
Balchunas on why investors are turning to ETFs backed by bullion.
This time it's a crisis hedge, and it's basically a diversification move because gold has zero correlation to stocks and bonds, so people like it as something that offsets losses elsewhere, even though it doesn't always, but it definitely isn't correlated. So it's being used as for diversification and for crisis hedge.
GLD has nearly $43 billion in total assets and an expense ratio of 40 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.